Jamie Faulkner has lived in the Mapleton Fall Creek area for the past year and feels comfortable in the neighborhood, but acknowledges crime is not uncommon.
Prostitution, or at least, you know, it appears to be. And you can see a drug deal every now and then. You've got some rowdy drunks coming through the neighborhoods every now and then. There was a teenager that died in our alley. You know, I saw the gunman run away, you know, so that was a nervous day.
The issues, especially in vacant homes, worsened as the economy tanked, says Lee Riley Evans. Riley Evans is the CEO of the Mapleton Fall Creek Development Corporation.
Some of these houses people just walked away from. Jobs left, businesses left, and so the residents left. Schools took the kids to different districts, and so it's a myriad of reasons as to why the houses are vacant now.
And Riley Evans says not fixing these homes opens the door for even bigger problems.
When no one cares, then criminals anticipate that no one's going to pay attention. So they start to either squat or sell drugs there or just perform their activities in those homes. And so sometimes they live in them because if nobody else is going to pay attention, they won't know that there's a squatter. And so it's the broken window theory. And so as long as one window stays broken, people anticipate that no one else cares.
Now a group of city council Democrats wants to rebuild and repair area homes that are owned by the city. The effort is called Safe Neighborhoods Now. At-large councilor Pam Hickman says investing in rundown and boarded-up homes will spur further investment in the community.
Well, let's say if this home gets renovated and it looks really great and somebody builds on this lot here and does a great house, someone will invest in this one and rehab it, and someone will invest in that one and rehab it, and they'll sell them, and it will change the neighborhood. Think about if we came down here today and all this trash was in here, what you would think of this neighborhood as opposed to the way it looks today.
The plan calls for initially spending $1 million in Rebuild Indy funds to rehab 5 homes. Part of the initiative is to offer the renovated houses to Indianapolis police officers and Marion County deputies for free for 2 years. After 2 years, they can choose to purchase the homes. Rick Snyder with the Fraternal Order of Police says not only is offering free housing a recruiting tool, but having officers live in these high-crime neighborhoods can deter incidents.
By having their presence, the off-duty visibility of their patrol vehicles as well, that there is a value in that in terms of prevention, but also in terms of opening the doors to facilitate communication between police officers and neighbors.
Democrats plan to introduce the proposal at the council's July 14th meeting. Hickman thinks it will have bipartisan support, but understands there could be some pushback.
Well, I think there's a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that see how this will help the neighborhoods, and they're interested in that. I guess one of the side problems to anything in one district is you have counselors who are only interested in their district at certain times, and they may not understand the need in another district because they don't live it.
Thursday, Mayor Greg Ballard and public safety officials will announce another crime reduction initiative also aimed at making neighborhoods safer this summer. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.